slay and eat.
I tell you what,
it's here today, church. It's here today.
What do you say after that? I don't think they had to have me today. It's wonderful, isn't it? Praise God. Thank the Lord. I'm glad I'm able to be here just to be a part of it. I want to appreciate Brother Lee and Cheryl. I really do appreciate them holding up the name of the Lord and holding up the good holiness standard. It's not new to me to see somebody shout. I'm used to it. Thank the Lord. I'm used to people speaking in tongues and shouting. Praise God. I'd like to just fan the flame and keep it going. Right? A lot of folks seem like they've kind of programmed the Spirit out and you go home dead. Praise God. But the Spirit is alive. Thanks. I'm going to share a song with you. The Lord let me have. And the McCamies ain't got a hold of this one. Praise God. This one was the Lord let me have and just kind of listen. You know, we lived in a day it seemed like people that don't hardly know what's wrong and what's right. They ain't much different, seem like. They claim to go to church, claim to be a Christian. You meet them out on the sidewalk, you can't tell they went to church. And it just seemed like they claim, I guess, the race car drivers are going to heaven and the ball players are going to heaven. And I guess we ask who's going to be lost. Praise God. But I just like to tell you, everybody's not going to heaven. Thank the Lord. Just live any way you want to. You might hear someone say, our God is such a loving God, it don't matter anyway. But God, with all of His wisdom, He separated day from night. And I've just came to tell you, wrong, still wrong, and that's right. Right from the beginning, the Creator made the plan. The marriage was to be between one woman and one man. No secret sweethearts, no lovers through the night. 'Cause it's what God has joined together. Wrong, still wrong, and that's right. They say we're too old-fashioned, living the way we do. For this old-time way of worship, it's being replaced with something new. The old stuff still works fine today. I'd like to stand up in the fight. And if no one else believes it, wrong, still wrong, and that's right. Let's just keep it plain and simple. Let's keep confusion at a stay. For when you mix the black with white, you only come up with the gray. So let's just tell it like it is. Black is black and white is white. And stand up on the truth of God. Wrong, still wrong, and that's right. There will be a highway. There will be a way. It shall be called holiness, though evil is the day. Many will seek to enter, but only few will find the light. And should I live to be an old gray-haired man? Wrong, still wrong, and that's right. Thank the Lord. It about feels like we've lived to see the day when Pilate asked the crowd, what is truth? Or Herod, one of them, asked, what is truth? Thank the Lord. I just tell you, there's still a truth of God around. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I wish somehow or another, Brother Darrell, I could tell the world how good it is to be a Christian. Thank God. I tell them at church sometime along the line of a lot of people's got it maybe figured out that church is boring and mom took me when I was a young boy and I don't want to go back no more. I don't want to go nothing to do with church. They just need an old-fashioned experience with the Lord and they'll find out that church ain't just a bore. Church ain't just boring. Thank the Lord. When you get in touch with God, you want to go back and get another touch from God. Praise the Lord. It's excellent to be a child of God. Whenever I was in school, I had report cards, Brother Lee, and go home with them. And on the back of the report card, they'd have the meanings of what the grade meant. You know, A was excellent, B was good, C was average, D was poor, and F was failure. And then I read over there in Psalms where it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Praise God. And I get to thinking about what God has done. It's not just fair, poor. It's not just average. It's not just good. But God is excellent. Praise God. Think when you've got a headache and you get touched, God is excellent. Right? When you're sick and afflicted and God touches you, it's not just good or fair or average. It's excellent. Praise God. And when you're an old rotten sinner in sin, seem like nobody wants nothing to do with you and you're at the bottom and nobody can care, and the Lord reaches that mighty hand down there to you and gives you a chance to come and pray, puts you in the body of Christ, makes an old-time child of God out of you. That's not just good. That's not just fair. Praise God. But that is excellent. Praise God, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Praise God, I'll tell you what, God is excellent. Thank God he's never done me nothing but good. Praise, I know it's getting late, a lot of you probably getting hungry. Praise, may not hold very long. Praise, I want to try to share some scriptures with you a little bit here. If I can, and probably a lot of you's already heard it over and over, and a lot of preachers are here, probably preached about it over and over, and can do a lot better perhaps than I can. Thank you. But I'm just so glad that I'm a part of God's big family. Praise God. Seem like I'm not running as fast as some are, and not seeming to have a big story of having a lot of souls saved in my ministry. Thank you. Maybe as some can. But you know what? I believe God's got his call on my life. And if I can just stay faithful to my calling and maybe help somewhere and sow some seed somewhere, Brother Darrell, praise God, living in this modern day, in this late hour, praise God, if I could just do enough, hear the Lord say, come in. Praise God, Brother, your grandpa was singing that song a while ago about here I am, here I am. You know, when it comes to the heaven and you got to looking around, if you look around and you can see all these people here, praise God, the ones that I went to church with, ones I've sung with, praise God, I don't want to be one missing. I don't want to be the one missing, Brother Leah. Praise God, after all the altars I've been around, after all the revivals I've been around, and all the preaching I've heard, I'll tell you what, I don't want to be missing. I want to be one that says, Lord, here I am. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe it won't hold you very long. Let me read something here over in 2 Corinthians. Thank the Lord. I want to read to start at the 13th verse. There's like 3 or 4 verses here, and I'm going to go somewhere else. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Thank God. Then in the first chapter of Galatians, Paul was writing here, and you know what he said? He says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we say before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Praise God. Evidently he felt the need to repeat that. And he kind of repeated it again. Thank the Lord. Praise, let him be accursed. In that same book in the 3rd chapter, it says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Praise God. Who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you. He asks a question there, about five questions in this passage. It says, this only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? You ask him another question. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Another question. Then another one. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If yet it be in vain. He therefore that ministereth to you the spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by works or of the law? By the law or by the hearing of faith? Praise God. About five questions or so that he asked them people there. Thank the Lord. He right at the start in heaven, he said, who hath bewitched you? Praise God. Thank the Lord. And I kind of looked up that word, Brother Bobby, what bewitched was. Praise God. And it went to one of them, I think, was have power or entice somebody, entice you with something. Praise God. You know what the devil would like to do to us today? After we've shouted under the power of God, after we've testified to the goodness of the Lord, after we know we've got in touch with the very thing that we need to go to heaven with, praise God, the devil would like to bewitch us and get us tangled all up in the world. Praise God. Just bear with me if you can just a little bit. I want to preach about being bewitched. Praise God. Bewitched and tangled up in this old world. Praise God. It kind of marvels me in a way for people that I've been in church with and look like the power of God move on them when they got the very thing that looked like they needed, Brother Darrell. Praise God. But you know, somehow or another, they kind of start drifting away. And you see them out in the world and maybe going a little bit different than the way they started. And maybe dressing a little different than what it was when they started. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Oh, it looks like to me the devil has somehow or another and somehow put a spell on them and bewitched them and tricked them. Praise God. Caused them to go aside from the thing that they got started with. Praise God. But my sister-in-law testified one night, Brother Bobby, and she said, you can come out of anything and get into wholeness and be happy. But you can't leave wholeness and get into anything else and be happy. Praise God. Looks like to me somehow, Brother Rosa, that people would have something missing in their heart. There's something missing, that peace, that joy that they used to lay down with, and the power they used to feel when they went to church. It looks like to me there'd be something missing, and they couldn't be comfortable, and they couldn't be happy under the spell of the devil. Praise God. Who was it that went down? Philip, I think it was. Philip went down and preached in Samaria. Preached joy, preached to them and the Christ unto them. And they received joy. Praise God. And there was a man there that they'd taught from the least to the greatest. I'm telling them, this man, in other words, is the great power of God. He was Simon the sorcerer. Praise God. And they taught from the least to the greatest. This man is the power of God. And you just imagine being taught from a little child about witchery being right and sorcery being right. You'd probably have your trust right in it, you know. And there it was. Peter went down, or Philip went down, preached Christ unto him. And they received joy. And I'd say Simon got to watching what was going on there. Praise God. What's happened here? You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to go buy it off of them. Praise God. In other words, let me give you some money and see if I can purchase this. Evidently, already found out that it was different what they was having than what that they had. Praise God. Different than what he had than what they had. Praise God. And you know what? They was kind of under a spell. Praise God. But you know what? Philip told him, he said, thy money perish with thee. Praise God. Perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness. Praise God. I'd just like to tell you today, praise God, if you knew what it was like to feel the power of God, and you know you got in touch with the power of God, and the Lord delivered you and brought you out, praise God, be careful that the devil don't bewitch you and get you all tangled back up in the world. Praise God. Thank the Lord. You know what?
Praise God, those questions that he asked him, who hath bewitched you? Praise he evidently must have started with them and found out they got some good experiences. And then he found out later that somebody had come behind him and preached something a little bit different and kind of bewitched them and kind of put them under a spell. Praise God, that's about the way the devil seemed like does. He's kind of bewitches people and puts them under a spell, entices them things with things of the world and the things that they had to lay down and give up to get where they're at. Praise God. One old brother said, this stuff's too hard to get. It's too hard to get. You got to shed too many tears. You got to put too much aside to just let it slip away from you. Praise God. I'm not just a fairy tale preacher, Brother Bobby. But I was just kind of thinking, I think yesterday, Brother Lee, don't nobody take offense at me. I was kind of thinking about that old fairy tale they told us when we was growing up. I guess that's what it was. It brings out such a good point in the scriptures. I think it was Burr Rabbit and Tar Baby. I guess some of these young ones don't know what they're talking about. There was, I don't really remember it all, Brother Granville, probably, but it brought out such a good point. We get to think about it. I think it was the wolf that was after Burr Rabbit. Praise God. And he kind of tried to set a trap for Burr Rabbit. If I get wrong, somebody correct me here. And he put him by a tree, supposedly. And Burr Rabbit was going to be passing by that way. And it was a tar baby. It was made out of tar. It looked like a good figure. Looked like maybe had a face and looked like an actual face and an extra figure being there. But it was just made out of tar. Praise God. And, you know, he put it there in the pathway where the Burr Rabbit was supposed to be going by. And he went by and the Burr Rabbit found out that the tar baby didn't speak to him. And he got upset. That's the way the story went. I know it's not just... Just bear with me. I'm bringing out a point out here. Praise God. And he spoke to him and said something. In other words, if you don't say howdy, I'm going to punch you in the nose or in the face. Praise God. And he didn't speak nothing after a while. Tar baby, he got upset. I guess he just slung his fist into that tar and there he hung. He couldn't pull his fist back out. They stuck into the tar. Praise God. Then I think he kept talking to him. If you don't speak, say howdy, I'm going to punch you in the stomach. And he punched him in the stomach. There he was. He couldn't get his paws away from the tar. It was stuck right in the tar, baby. Praise God. He kept on continuing. If you don't speak to me, I'm going to punch you somewhere else. He got all three of his legs in there. And finally, he didn't give up. If you don't say howdy to me, I'm going to punch you again. And just kind of picture this if you can. Thank the Lord, a little rabbit with some fur. Thank the Lord, be stuck into tar with all four paws stuck into a tar baby and couldn't get loose. There he was hanging in the tar. Praise God. Oh, let me tell you something. Brother Granville, it kind of reminds me of people that's been set free from sin and seem like had the joy of the Lord brought in their heart. God made an old time child of God out of them, and they knew they're different than what they used to be. They know they don't talk like they used to. They don't go to places they used to go. They've separated themselves from the worldly company, but somehow by and by, the devil kind of finds a weak spot in them, and he sets a tar baby by, you could say, praise God, and entices them, and pulls them away from the old time plan of God, praise God, and they start messing with the tar, and after a while they can check themselves, and there they are stuck, and they can't get loose. Oh, I just want to remind us today, above all your joy, all the times you shout, all the time God blesses you, let's take heed to ourselves, that the devil don't bewitch us, and get us all tangled back up into the world. Praise God. Thank God. I mean, Bob and I love together quite a bit. I thought he was maybe at Big Hill or one night. He was preaching. Praise God. Brought such a good point out. But Bob, you did. He said, in other words, when you're high and you're shouting the victory, in other words, he said, the devil can't touch you then. Praise God. But he said, when you come down, Bob said, he'll say, come here, boy. Praise God. That's about the way it is. Praise God. When God's covering you up with the blessing, the devil just got to step back. He can't touch that. Praise God. But you won't always, in my experience, you won't always be high on the mountain. You won't always be shouting the victory. You won't always feel like running the aisles. Praise God. If you stay in it long enough, every now and then there'll be a burden come by. There'll be a trial that you face. There'll be some kind of hardship in the road. And the devil's liable to come by and be telling you, like the song they were singing, you didn't get saved. You were shouting in yourself. There's nothing to that. Praise God. And he'd like to put you under a spell and just bewitch you and entice you with something else and draw you away from the power of God. You know what? We don't have to let him. The Bible said, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. There is victory in the Lord. If you'll keep your guards up, we can absolutely overcome him. Oh, yes. Praise God. But you know what? He marveled. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel. You ever seen that happen? If you've been in holiness very long at all, I'm quite sure if you've been in it a few years, you've had some that used to walk right beside of you, and now they're not with you. Praise God. Some just, a lot of times, maybe get enticed with something else, and get pulled away, and like the devil puts him under a spell and draws him away from the very thing they need to hold on to. Praise God. I was in the hospital, and yes, Friday, Brother Darrell, and went over to visit brothers in the hospital, and his wife was one of the first ones to greet me. Oh, Brother David, praise God. And I remember as a younger boy, her being in the house of God. It's sad, Brother Darrell, but I think she used to either prophesy or she'd go pray for people, one, maybe both. Ray had the long black hair. Praise God. Looked, you people might say, oh, ain't nothing wrong with cutting your hair. You know what I really do like and I admire? I like for people that fears God. I appreciate the women that fears God in the scripture enough. When it said it was given to them for their glory, they just keep the scissors out of it. And I just like that. Praise God. Somehow or another, it gives you more confidence in them. If they move in church and you see that straight line ain't there, you seem like you have a confidence. Maybe they've got the Lord. You know what I'm talking about. There was that lady, and she's greeted me. And you know what, Brother Dow, she had her blue jeans on, had her hair cut, ear bobs in. Praise God. And I could just marvel like Paul. How could that happen with what you got in touch with? How could you let that slip through your hands so easy? Praise God. I guess I could ask you like Paul, who hath bewitched you? Who put a spell on you? Praise God. It seems like in this world we live in, our young folks are kind of being fell under the spell of sin and been bewitched by the devil. I mean, they got their bodies all marked up with tattoos, eye piercings, and they got hair. Sometimes you got to check it out twice to find out whether they're a boy or a girl. You can't hardly tell the difference in how they're dressing. Praise God. And little sissy acting little boys with little limp-wristed sissies, you could say, acting so feminine and acting so feminine, Brother Bobby. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. When God, in the very beginning, he created man and woman, and I believe he meant for a man to be a man and a woman to be a woman. I believe that's why we ought to act. A man ought to act like a man, and a woman ought to act like a woman. But it seemed like there's a bewitchery that's taking place. Got him under a spell. And they've let down so far, they don't know what wrong and what right is. When they can go party on Saturday night, move in on Sunday school class on Sunday morning, like everything's all right and everything's fine. I'm not just mad, but it just bothers me. It kind of gets you to the point of tears when you get to thinking about how sad really this world is in. I wish somehow, Brother Bobby, that these young boys and young girls could have the experience like I had. Praise God. I know, Brother Lee, that I got in touch with the real thing. They didn't teach us that just anything was okay. Praise God. They taught us right to abstain from the things of the world. Praise God. And now it seems like it's so much at the fingertips. Even the young folks, it's so easy to get involved in things that they ought to be leaving alone. So easy, devil's moved it right on in. We've stood hard against TVs when I preached. I've said I believe a good Christian don't need one. But now the devil's got wise, and he's put it in the computers, and it seems like you can get anything about it that you can get on TV. Worse, actually, on the computer than what you can find on TV. The devil's so sly. That's why you and I better be careful that we don't get bewitched by the devil, that we don't get under the spell. I want to hold on to the joy of God. I like to shout too good. I like to feel the free spirit of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I love this too good. I want to be free from the bewitchery of the devil. We use computers a lot more than what the TVs was. They're a lot more useful. But the devil's not left him alone. He's put the bad right in there. And there's things people have seen on their computer that they've never seen on TV. What about how sly the devil is? Praise God. Children getting abducted by emailing somebody, meeting them out in the parking lot somewhere and taking them away. Praise God. That's why when we're on the internet, you and I need to be careful. There's so much out there. Seems like the devil, Brother Grimble, has got people under a spell. Praise God. Maybe afraid to speak out against somebody because they're afraid you want to hurt somebody's feelings. Don't tell them that's wrong. Don't tell my grandchildren about going to hell. They just barely did get started the other day. I don't want them to stay in church. Praise God. If they're in a church that don't tell them about hell, they better change the church they're going to. Praise God. There's a difference in wrong and right. There's a difference in black and white. Praise God. Bible said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and I'll receive you. That's where when we're talking, we ought to have a different conversation than the world. We ought to be able acting different than the world. Praise God. This goes back to one thing. There's a difference in a Christian and a sinner. Are you saying that's just as good as the Lord's blood will clean you up? If you can't get rid of those cigarettes, if you can't get rid of the beer bottles, if you can't get rid of doing the things with drugs, are you saying that's just as good as the Lord can clean you up? I'll tell you what, if you really come to the Lord and get in touch with Him just right, you don't have to go to Alcoholic Anonymous. There's a lot of drugs that perhaps people try to get off of, and they try to be rehealed. What did He them, praise, whatever you call it, praise God, to try to get them dried out, get them away from it. They just kind of treat the symptoms. If they'll just give their heart to God and come and pour their heart out to Him, they can find the cure. They can get rid of the symptoms and not be treating the symptoms, but find the cure for sin. That poor old Brer Rabbit stuck in the tar. You know, child of God, if he's like that, he'll probably remember how he used to shout, how he used to get in. And Brother Graham will probably, they'd probably be the very first ones could tell you where they got away from God at. I remember Brother Cotton Carpenter telling me, he said, our church, Brother Darrell, said he used to work with the man at the college. And he found out, I guess, that Cotton started praying. And they may have been started making fun of Cotton or something. I think he calmed them down. And he said, in other words, he said, I said, I used to be a preacher, I think he said. And he said, wine and women, liquor and women got me. Praise God. Thank the Lord. He said, I'd give anything in the world if I could feel that again. Praise God. Oh, can you imagine, like the song we sing, if the light had gone out in your soul, if the light has gone out in your soul, and you're laying on your deathbed and you're leaving this world, and you somehow or another got under bewitched by the devil, got under his spell, and you let the joy of the Lord get away from you, you'd probably be like that man. Oh, I'd give anything in the world if I could feel that again. I'd give anything in the world. Church, I'd like to just remind us, if God's got you in His care, hold on to God. Say no to the things the devil wants to prize your hands away from the plow with. And say, no, it just brings destruction. I can't afford to get involved in all of that. I've got to keep my mind going toward the city of God. Hallelujah. Maybe taking too long. Praise God. But it seems like the devil has a way of getting people all tangled back up in the world. You ever see the pictures of the little kittens? They sometimes have them on calendars. They're so pretty, the little kittens. And sometimes they'll show them when they've got in touch with a ball of yarn. A ball of yarn. You know, probably just enticing that little kitten. Probably the color of it was pretty. And you maybe see a little thing moving and want to get it. And after a while, that kitten gets involved in that and starts playing in the yarn. I think I've seen the picture of it on the calendar. It all tangled up in that yarn. Praise God. The devil would like to bewitch us and get us all tangled up into the world. Praise God. And just about look back and forget where we came from. Praise God. But oh, this is so great. You can't say too good about the Lord. Praise God. I was kind of sheltered as a child. Mom, Dad didn't take us to the ball games, didn't take us to the movies, the skating parties. Praise God. They didn't take us to all those places, Brother Lee. But they took us to the house of God. Thank the Lord. Some people probably get tired of me telling it, Brother Darrell. But you know what? I'd probably go to sleep on the seats and underneath the seats. Be asleep in the car when I got home. Be sleepy on the bus the next day. Praise God. But they saw the importance of taking us to church. Praise God. And I see Brother Bobby's daughter over there a while ago. Looks like she's been took to church and Bob took her over and over. And guess what? Today she's in church in the house of God. Praise God. Probably times I didn't want to go. Praise God. They could have probably said, we'll just leave you with Uncle so-and-so. We'll leave you at your sister's house. But they took us to church. Me and my wife has not been blessed with children. But should we ever get blessed with children? Guess what? In my past experience, I can see the importance of how I was raised to take them to church. Praise God. If they're not serious the whole time, if they just want to court the girlfriends and boyfriends, if they just want to laugh and talk, at least they took us around the good testimonies. They took us around the power of God. They took us around where the shouting was going on. Praise God. They saw the need that to be in the house of the Lord. They had some real good results. 8 out of 9 was going to church. That's pretty good. Praise God. Thank the Lord. And you know what? They didn't allow us to just do anything. Seemed like children about let go nowadays. Praise God. I was wanting to play baseball real bad, and Dad didn't want me playing. The way things worked out, it was just amazing. He said, you go ahead and try out while I go home and pray. And the way things happened, it just didn't work out for me to be on the team. I had that left-hand pitch. I wanted to be on the baseball team. I like baseball. Praise God. But I didn't get to get put on the team. Every day I'd go in, I'd made the cut. My name was on the door. Praise God. I told this, I think, over Brother Bobby's. Just bear with me just a little bit. I'll try to tell what I was talking about. Praise God. I wanted to play, and I've tried out for the baseball team. And the cut would be on the door the next day, the gym doors. And I'd go and my name was on the door. About 3 or 4 days I came and my name was on the door, Brother Darrell. Praise God. So I used to help Dad play the piano on funerals. He used to do a lot of funerals. And I'd go with him sometime to play the piano. And for one day, evidently, he had a funeral and I missed the baseball practice. And the very day that I missed the baseball practice was the day the real coach had missed. They had a substitute teacher in there. And so the next day I went back. I was on the bus and my dad was more than just a dad. He was my bus driver. Praise God. Also my pastor of the church. Praise God. He was my bus driver. Before I got off the bus, I was letting him know I want to try it for baseball. You know, you got to be careful sometimes how you answer. A lot of wisdom to be handled in the Word of God. People might want to, I'd tell them just like it is. I'll tell them off. We get a chance to run somebody off. I heard Dad tell one time you could take an ear of corn and beat the hogs over the head with it and run away from the running to run them away from the very thing that they need. Praise God. But if you shell the corn out, rub its back a little bit, it can get nurturance from the corn. Praise God. So I told him I wanted to try out for baseball. He said, he didn't say, I'll beat you to death if you go, I'll put you off the pulpit. He didn't. He said, you go on and try out while I go home and pray. Did you have to put it like that, Dad? Praise God. And you know what? I got back in there that day in the gym. And the boys, you know how it was when you had a substitute teacher? The boys had evidently been rowdy on the substitute. And the real teacher came back the same day I came back. He was punishing those boys and making them run around the gym. So I wasn't there to act up with them, but I was joining in the punishment. He didn't know I wasn't there either. But I was just joining in the punishment. Now, I don't know how many times we ran around that gym. I tell you, I run so much, brother, my side started hurting. Praise God. I was just kind of started lacking up. I think, and coach was like sitting back where Darrell's grandson is standing there by the line. And I said, I can't take it no more. He said, go back to study hall about that fast. Praise God. That was the end of my baseball tryouts. And then I can think about what the Bible said. When it said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Sometimes it might feel like your prayers ain't going nowhere. Sometimes it might feel like that God's not even listening. But if you're walking up right before the Lord, no matter how much the devil wants to hinder your prayers, the Bible said the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. Praise God. Whether you want to believe it or not, God's listening. So just get fervent and sincere. Praise God. Get fervent and sincere and let the Lord just move in your prayers. God. But you know what? I could have got under the spell of the devil. And you might think, what are you trying to say? You're going to be a big old star, a baseball star. I may never hit the big times. But there's a very good possibility if I'd got wrapped up in that ball team that I wouldn't be standing here in the pulpit today able to preach. Praise God. The young folks by the window, praise God. They don't realize what it is out there. You've been raised in church like we have. Praise God. But once you get out there amongst the world, somehow or another, the devil has his way of making things look better than what they really are. Praise God. And somehow he wants them to feel like they're missing out on it. Look what you're missing out on. Look what you're really missing. Praise God. But you know what? We're really not missing out on it. Praise God. Can I tell you what I did up at your tent meeting, Brother Darrell? I think it was. Or up at Big Hill 1. Praise God. I told them in our home church. I said, Brother Lee, none of the people that's been in sin that I know of, that I remember, ever come up to me after I've been in church all these years and say, David, you've been in church all your life. You need to get out there and find out what it's like to be a drunk for a little while. You need to go out there and find out what it's like to be on drugs and be an alcoholic. Praise God. Nobody has ever came up to me that's been brought in out of sin and told me I needed to go out there and find out what it was like. What about that? Praise God. But guess what I hear from them? They'll testify and they'll say, I'm so glad the Lord brought me out of that life of sin. Praise God. I'm so glad the Lord kept His hand on me and let me be able to be saved. Praise God. I told Him, I'm going on 44 year old now. I told Him at 43, I think I said. It kind of confirms that I made the right choice in serving the Lord. It's all right with me, Brother Rose, if I go to my grave and not know what it's like to be a drunk. It's all right with me if I go to the grave and not know what it's like to be high on drugs. Praise God. I like to go to the grave and look at my past and say, God, when I was healthy, when I was able, I went to the house of God. I tried to do something for You. Yeah. Ain't that going to feel a lot better than looking back over your life? Oh, I wish. Oh, I wish I went to church. I wish I'd served God when I was young. I wish. Because you know one thing in life I found out. I'm old enough to realize you can't treat it like a cassette player. You can't push rewind and go back. You're cutting your own groove as you go through life. And there ain't no way we can rewind and go back and do any of it again. That's why it's important for us to make the right decisions as we go through life. Praise God. You know the best decision I could tell somebody today to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things can be added unto you. Praise God. I wish I could have been a greater help to you today. Praise God. I don't know how everybody else feels, but I can tell you today, I feel like I've been going to church for 43 years. Praise God. I can stand and tell you, I feel like right down in my heart, and I'm running so far behind. I've been in services before, the sacrament services and the watch night services, and people will testify and they'll say, oh, I want to do more for the Lord this year than I did last year. I want to do more for the Lord this year coming than I did last year. And I can look at the devil's side of it. It about seems like he is doing more this year than he did last year. And if all the children of God had done more that year than they did before, where would we be at tonight? Praise God. But there's so much bewitchery of the devil. So many cares of this life. So much deceitfulness of riches. So much lust of other things. It'll crowd out our prayer time. It'll crowd out our doing for God. Praise God. You may say you're too young. I believe I can tell you one thing. I know what I'm talking about. Praise God. You can get busy in your day and the whole day go by and you're not being on your knees to cry out to God. Don't you like to shout? Don't you like revivals? Don't you want your loved ones to get saved? Well, if we want our loved ones to be saved, if you and I want to have a revival, if you and I want to keep on shouting, there's one thing you and I better not forsake to do, and that's to steal away somewhere at home and shut the world out and say, God, I've got to get in touch with You today. You want to shout victory in church? Get in touch with God at home. Want loved ones to be saved and have revivals? We better be separating ourselves from the world long enough to get in touch with God at home. I'm almost done. But it came to my mind several times as I've been preaching, Brother Bob, here lately. A lot of folks might get tired of hearing me. But you know, really, the work of God is really simple. You know, a lot of folks maybe wants the glamour. Lord, maybe come to somebody in the spirit and say, I got a great work for you. I've got a great work. They might, all of a sudden, the flesh might go to work. Got a great work for me. Maybe start thinking about maybe being in the light and being on the big old stage somewhere. God's got a great work for me. You know what a great work is? If you just obey Him in the house of God and do what He says to do. That's a great work. Praise God. You know, there's something about this flesh it wants to be. Oh, God's got a great work for me. Lift this up. Oh, God, Lord told me He had a great work for me. Praise God. The great work is to be in the house of God. You know how God's way is? It's a humble route. God's way is humble. Humble as a little child, except you come humble as a little child. You'll owe no case enter. Praise, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. What kind of religion did they have? They wanted to stand in the marketplace and be heard for their much speaking. They wanted to wear long borders on their garments and enlarge the borders of their garments. Thank God. They wanted to disfigure their faces while they were fasting so they could appear unto men to fast. God's way is a humble way. Praise God. I've heard Brother Bobby talk to me before, Brother Darrell, when he was out evangelizing, he said sometimes he didn't even know if he had the money to make it back home or not. Praise God. You know what? There's probably many times that people are claiming they have the big works going on and the big television evangelists and big works going, and they feel like maybe God's put them in when they might just be a big deceiver of the devil. What I read a while ago, thank Lord that his ministers are transformed into angels of light. Praise God. Let me tell you how this humble way is. The disciples came to Jesus and told him, said, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. Thank Lord. You know what Jesus told them? Praise God. When you pray, enter into your closet. Some people might get tired of me saying this, but I can just see it such a simple way to draw nigh to God. People might say, I'm wanting to get close to God. I'm wanting to do more. Jesus said, enter into your closet, and when thou hast shut the door. I don't mean altogether a literal closet with clothes hanging in your way. But really what it meant in my way of looking at it, Brother Bobby, is steal away and shut out all your phone calls, shut out all your jobs, shut out all the things that's bothering you, and shut that door and say, God, I'm going to eternity. And if I can do anything for the next little bit, I've got to get in touch with you. Praise God. Many of a time when I mentioned it before, Brother Leah, many of a time I'll be on my knees and the door will fly back open and I'll have to just kind of be thinking maybe about something over there and something else. Have to get the door shut back up. Praise God. But when I can consecrate my mind and lift up my hands and praise God from the bottom of my heart, it feels like His presence just draws nigh to me. Praise God. Thank the Lord. The Lord likes to see us separate ourselves from this old world and show Him there's nothing any more important than He is.
We do.
Because a lot of times, maybe not even bent on their knees the whole week, but they want to shout come Sunday night service. May not read the Bible, maybe said they was getting ready to go to sleep. Maybe doze off while they're reading. And Jesus said unto them, and shut the door and shut the Bible and go to sleep. But they go to church, they want to shout the victory. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I just see it's important, thank the Lord, to keep ourselves in touch with the Lord. Praise, I feel so behind in my way. I was telling you a while ago, thank the Lord, I feel behind on my prayers. I feel behind on my fasting, Brother Lee. I feel behind in the works of the Lord. Praise, I'd like for the Lord to have mercy on me enough to keep me in the race. Praise God. Jesus told His disciples, and are you ever guilty of these? Jesus told His disciples, He said, take heed unto yourselves. Least, I think, Brother, I read it up at church, other not least, at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Praise God. So that they come upon you unaware. Praise. I'd like to go a little faster for the Lord, wouldn't you? Is there anybody here who can see in their mind? You don't have to answer me. Can you see where you can maybe try to pray just a little bit more than what you have been? Can you pray for your brothers and sisters a little bit more? For the service a little bit more? For the pastors a little bit more? Thank the Lord. You know, we might not realize what the pastor goes through all the time. Praise God. When he's maybe awake at night while we're just sawing logs, you could say, sleeping away. Thank the Lord. And then the pastor be concerned about somebody in the church or some couple in the church. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Are we getting under the burden together? Thank the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let's not be under the spell of the devil. The devil would like to shut every one of us up. Praise God. But as long as there's 2 feet going to the house of God, I want 2 of them to be mine. As long as I'm living, praise God. As long as there's 2 hands going in the air praising God, and I'm living, I want 2 of them to be mine. Praise God, don't you? Thanks, Lord. I want to go to the city of God. Praise God. I thought a while ago, Brother Lee, about Brother Clay's mother back there when she was over there. They called Rosie Mays. She used to testify. She was so short-legged that they'd have a little box that she could put her feet on because her feet wouldn't touch the floor when she'd sit down on the pew. But she'd testify, and you know what she'd say? She'd say, I want everybody to go in and me come in behind them. She just want to put everybody else in there and just come in behind them. Yeah. Well, it's all right with me today. I don't have to be the first. I don't have to be the first one to walk on the street of gold. I don't have to be the first one to see the walls of Jasper. Well, there's one thing about it I better be concerned about. I've got to get there. Praise God, I thought. We sing that song Brother Graham, I think, was singing a while ago about here I am. I think it's when I was thinking, you know, our minds can think about heaven. And we got to get a little picture, you know. The Bible says walls of jasper. Well, we can think about walls in a room. We can see both sides of the walls. Well, jasper wall there, jasper wall, yeah, we can think about that. And we can think about street of gold. We can look at a sidewalk or something, think about a street. Our minds can maybe be so small that we can't really grasp what heaven's going to be. Have you ever been to the ocean? Anybody ever been to the ocean? When you stand on the sand, as far as you can see, you can see nothing but water. As far as you can see is water. Now let's broaden our horizons a little bit here and think about the walls of Jasper. And maybe standing by the wall. And as far as you can see, the street of gold, you can't even see the other wall. Praise God. You think about it, really. We get to thinking about, if I've never measured it, but they've come out with that song, 1,500 miles long. Praise God. 1,500 miles high. Thank you. Our minds can't even grasp how good it is. But there's one thing about it. Heaven's just too good to miss. All right, I'll give away to Brother Lee here. Just make an altar, okay? There may be somebody here that don't know about this magnificent Savior that we're talking about. Thank the Lord. You know, they was expecting when God was giving the prophecies of Jesus, I'm quite sure when he was talking about the branch and talking about the deliverer and the one that was coming, there was probably people picturing a big old king and a big army and a big old throne to be set up. You know how the Lord came laid in a manger, and angels of God appeared to the shepherds. You don't think God's way is not glamorous? He's the way of humbleness. Praise God. Don't expect to be trying to get saved today and go a big old evangelist and a big old TV man tomorrow. Praise God. You and I better stay humble for God to use us. Praise, laid in the manger. Thank the Lord. They marveled at him being come like that. Thank the Lord. His works that he done. Praise God. Done miracles and healings. Thank the Lord. Saving the lost. Praise God. I'd like to introduce you to him today. If you're here, you don't know about the Lord. I'd like to just ask the question, what are you waiting for? Thank the Lord. Time is running out. A lot of things are happening. The Bible's being fulfilled right before our eyes. Praise God. If the Lord knocks at your heart at all today, won't you give the Lord a try? Praise. If somebody will give us a song, I've been up a long time. Praise God. Pardon me for being so long. Praise God. If somebody will just sing and I'll hush. Thank God. Come pour your heart out to the Lord today. God's got everything that you need. Thank you. He's got salvation. He's got the filling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's got healings. He's got miracles. Thank the Lord. There's lots of gifts. Praise God. Don't go to a certain spot and cool off. Just say, Lord, I'd like to go a little bit higher with you. Praise God. All right. As they sing today, come and pour your heart out to the Lord. God knows your need. He knows what you're calling on him for. Thank God. Others may not know. Your family may not be discussing it with you. And you may be embarrassed to tell everybody about it. But you can whisper it into the ears of Jesus. And guess what? The Lord listens at you. Thank the Lord. He hears you. Thank the Lord. There's some things perhaps that wouldn't even be wisdom to discuss with other people. But you can tell it to the Lord because the Lord knows all about it. Thank the Lord. All right. Come today, if you will. As we stand today, if you will, thank the Lord to present this altar and let the